You're listening to Treasuring Mothers with your host, Jenny Baxter.
My guest on Treasuring Mothers today is Jodie Sargeson. Jodie is our health and wellbeing expert. Great to have you with us again, Jodie.
Oh, thank you for having me in again.
And today, not so much talking about exercise, but I want to ask you, Jodie, about diet. Because I'm aware there's lots of fads that go around, but what are really the big no-nos when it comes to food and eating?
It really is keeping things simple. Now, going back to the good old days, one of the big principles I live by is, after doing an interview with my 93-year-old grandmother, is looking at the way that people used to eat. It was very simple and it was really good, wholesome food, food that grew. So one of my big principles is around eating, you know, real food that doesn't come from packaging, doesn't have all these additives in it. So starting at the top for me is number one big diet no-no, busy cordial. Ingesting calories that, or if they're not calories in the sugars that are in these things, all the different toxic chemicals as well. And it's such an addictive habit. So it's a really tricky one because it's got so many ticks against why not to. And it was something that I used to do a lot of, you know, it was the thing to do. And then especially having the diet, you know, these things, oh no, but it doesn't have sugar, you hear people say. And it's got probably potentially even more harmful effect with the other additives that it has in there. So for me, busy cordial is one of the big ones.
Yes. So in that case, you're advocating water or juice? What's the best thing there?
Water, absolutely. Even juice, it contains a lot more people sort of say, oh, there's so much goodness, and you see all these additives in there of added vitamins that are good for you. We need to really reach for the real product. So with oranges, or orange juice, I should say, you know, you could be having just one orange or even two, but in a cup of orange juice, you'll find that there is a lot more than just one or two oranges. So there's often quite a few calories if you're a calorie counter. But for me, like I use that word energy, there's a lot of energy in that. So if you're not using all that energy up, it's going to go somewhere.
Yeah. When my kids were growing up, we used to have juice just for breakfast, and it was always half juice, half water, so that it was not the concentrated version. It's just straight juice.
Yes.
And
that's the other thing, that, you know, all the additives that are in there, read the labels, learn about those different codes and things that are on there. If you can't understand it, it's probably something that's not good for you.
Good
physi cordial. I'm just going to actually go back to the physi cordial, if that's all right. And orange juice is on par with this as well. You're looking at things like your teeth. That's so bad for your teeth. And there's enough other things in our world that we sort of battle with teeth as well. So unless you're wanting lots of trips to the dentist and expensive bills, it's a good reason to avoid it as well.
Good plan.
It's particularly the physi cordial I'm going to focus on here is, you know, it's not good for our mental health. It's all of those things. It's not good for our skin, our heart, our kidney and liver function, our bones. And once again, we don't want to head towards that obesity, but there's enough of that around. So many reasons to avoid that one.
Yeah, really, truly. All right. So that's off my shopping list.
Excellent. Good to hear. And look, to be honest, it is challenging. I'm going to own up to something. Pepsi Max. I used to absolutely love that stuff. And I thought, oh, you know, it can't be that bad for you. It really became addictive. And even now, I know that in my mind, I would be feeling that enjoyment through having that. I know how bad it is for me. But it really has that addictive effect as well. So many reasons not to. All right. We've got that one off the list.
Yep.
So number two. So added sugar. So we spoke about the sugar in the physi cordial, but sugar. We all know now, we're all grown-ups, we know how it's not a good thing for many different reasons. Type 2 diabetes, you just have to look sideways. At, it's just everywhere. It does lead to those things. There's many, many conditions that it contributes to. Chronic inflammation, diabetes, as we spoke of. Teeth cavity, once again, you're looking at all these crazy things. There's just a cluster of different diseases it can contribute to. I guess the number one thing with sugar, it really is addictive. And I can speak that from my heart, and I've watched many loved ones around me struggling with these things. And it's suggested that it's more addictive than cocaine. So
wow.
The less we have, the more we're going to enjoy other real foods as well. It really does mess with our taste buds.
I don't think people realize how addictive sugar is. It's, you just get a taste for it. You start eating it and you can't stop. It's really quite crazy like that.
Actually, I'm going to ask you a question, Jenny. Are you a sweet or a savory girl?
I am a sweet girl, but I have in the last few years really cut back on the amount of sugar I have. So it's just a once every so often type of thing, as opposed to every time I ate something that was sweet.
That's perfect. Yeah. And that's the moderation thing. You know, and if you find that you're one of those people that just can't stop, a really good habit to include is to actually just choose a few pieces. So for my husband, if there's a block of chocolate, the whole lot will go.
Yep.
So for him, what I'll do is hide it. And when it's an occasion where he would like to have some chocolate, I'll peel off a few pieces and put it on a plate for him. You know, so just actually have out what you're prepared to enjoy and then really enjoy those pieces. I think it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, that's right.
And my little boy is exactly the same. He's a very much a sweet tooth.
Yeah.
He'd be the one circling a table of treats at an event. So just choosing that one thing and encouraging him just to bring back on a plate just that one item that he's really going to enjoy.
Yeah, yeah, it's very difficult. I get my husband to hide chocolate as well. I just can't have it in the house, actually.
You know what, Jenny, that's a really good tip for everybody. Just if it's something you really struggle with, don't torture yourself by having it there. Just don't have it. It's like someone trying to give up cigarettes. You know, don't have them in the house. It's just that too great a temptation, particularly with that sugar. It's almost like you can otherwise go hunt it down.
That's right. So we've done fizzy cordial and sugar. What about sugar?
And what about this one? I came through that generation of don't have fat in your diet and, you know, everything had to be low fat, which we all know now generally means that there's something else in its place when it's been removed. So please don't cut out fat. So this is not so much a diet. Oh, it is a diet. No. Don't cut out the fats. Make sure you're having those good fats. You know, things like if you're not a, if you're into your salads, make sure you include something such as seeds or nuts or an avocado perhaps, something that's got the good fats in there. And that will help to keep you really satisfied as well. I think a lot of the time people see something such as a salad, oh, it's just not going to satisfy me. Well, look at including something in that salad that will satisfy you. So it's quite doable when you actually look at what you enjoy and make sure that that's in there as well. There's a big difference between good fats and bad fats. So make sure that you're aware of this as well when you include those fats in your diet.
Yes, and that's a message that we're not used to hearing, really. But I think some people are starting to get their heads around it because it really is important for our metabolism. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to end up with more fat in your system, does
Absolutely.
It?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So it can be a really, really bad mistake to make. Okay, and here's a little tip on all of these things that I've just sort of mentioned, Jenny, and that would be to eat at a table, not at your desk, and actually pay attention to your food. I had a bit of a troublesome time I came through with my diet, and so I really started to pay more attention to my food that I was putting in my mouth and actually see what it was doing for my body. So actually looking at it and thinking, well, this is nourishing my body. This is going to give me the energy to do what I need to do today. And actually being aware of those things. So obviously being aware of the harm that it causes if you're having the things that are not recommended, but actually being aware of the goodness that you're having when you're eating these things that are really good for you. And it actually can really start to transition the way that you think about your food. So I've got a thing written up that I actually kind of just drew up for my whole family and did some little pictures of fruit and vegetables, and I've stuck that on my fridge. And in the middle it says, eat to live. So a lot of the time in this day and age, we're living to eat rather than eating to live.
Great word of advice as we finish off today. Jodie, thanks so much. And I'm sure that everyone's going to go away thinking quite differently about their food after hearing from you today.
Oh, even if it's just one little tip to take home, that's amazing.
That's great. All right then. Thanks, Jodie. See you next time.
Thank you, Jenny.
And that was Jodie Sargeson, our fitness and wellbeing expert, talking today about the things in your diet that you should really be watching. Jenny Baxter with you. Thanks so much for joining me for Treasuring Mothers. Let's catch up again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Treasuring Mothers. Be sure to visit treasuringmothers.com to join the conversation, access show notes, and discover our fantastic bonus content.